Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR. Community radio with a powerful zap. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo. The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years, born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s, firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s, described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. Open your ears to a new sensation in music that may possibly impress and astonish your auditory senses. Be prepared for a new mystical music transformation, for in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the dark side. And now, here is the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
Well, hello there. I am Tamara Ravencroft, the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region, and this is the dark side, taking you on a journey into Goth and all genres in between until 5 this morning, here on 98.5 CKWR FM. Those call letters bidding Cities of Kitchener Waterloo Radio also mentioned whispers with the cherished slang of the first letters of each word, City of Kitchener Waterloo Region, CKWR, which is where the station is geographically located, right in the heart of Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, at 1446 King Street East, just across from Rockaway Gardens. Well, how have you all been doing this past week? I've been doing well. Well, sort of. I seem to have a cloud of bad luck either surrounding me or following me this morning. I woke up and my coffee lid failed to open. I kept hitting my head on the underside of the lid, trying to get out.
Until you sent out a telepathic message saying, "Help, I'm stuck in my coffin and need to get out." So I whisked myself to your home and got you free.
I feel so embarrassed. By the way, it's my lair.
What are you, a dragon? Dragons call their caves a lair.
So too do gods. A lair is slang descriptive of a home, apartment, house, or even a bedroom.
Oh, interesting. Nice to know. Care to tell them about your nightgown getting stuck in the lid of your coffin with it slammed down and nearly took your head off?
No, no need to go into details, Eva.
Do you know I've been keeping count of our episodes? Maybe the reason you are having so much bad luck is on account that this is the 13th episode.
Great. Just great. I would think being damn fear would spare me any issues with chaotic probabilities. I guess not.
You're half-mortal, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Sucks to be you.
Jeez, nice tack there, Eva. Would you like to hit me in the back of the head with a 2x4 to punctuate that snide remark?
Sorry. What's a 2x4?
It's a long, heavy piece of wood you can get at a home hardware store.
I don't have arms in this form to lift it, much less carry it. Even in my fairy form, I can't lift more than 3 times my own weight.
Or pay for it.
No matter. If I can't hit you over the head with a 2x4, what about a good, sharp electrical zap?
I saw what you did to Celine. Once burned, twice shy. I am not interested in lighting up like a neon tube. Don't you and my recent bad luck, you're allowing to fricassee me into an ash pile. Then you would have to be the main host of the dark side.
Something to consider.
Oh, no. Get that thought out of your mind. It was a comical comment, not in order to go all Klingon on me and take out the Gothic Empress. No attack of me, all right? Okay? This is a radio show, not a UFC ring. Keep your electrical attacks to yourself and not my person. Please and thank you. So, Eva, who are scheduled for this evening's set list, please?
Tonight on The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, we have playing the Cemetery Band Skull Musical Artists Seasons After, Diva Destruction, Depeche Mode, A Cloud of Ravens, Zimox, Within Temptation, Seraphine, You Say Party, Razorblade Kisses, The Cure and Zombie Girl.
Sounds like another full roster. Eva, who are scheduled for play in our first set of the evening?
Next, in our first try set, we have Shadow Fashion, Breeding Ground, and Shakespeare's Sister entering the band school getting ready to play their set.
Very good. So let's get on with that, shall we? Right into set list one. See you after, my gravelings, and of course my gothic brethren. Ciao.
Died that gone. My heart. Tamara Ravencroft. The Dark Side. 98.5 CKWR.
You're tuned into Waterloo Region's Community Radio, 98.5 CKWR, and you're listening to The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only mainstream Gothic radio show. Starting off the show, we had Shadow Fashion from San Antonio, Texas, with One Black Rose from their 2021 digital single, One Black Rose, followed by Toronto's Breeding Ground featuring Molly Johnson with Ceremony of Love from the 1989 album, Obscurity and Flare. Then ending the song triplex, we had Marcella Detroit, Siobhan Fahey, and Shakespeare's Sister with Break My Heart, Ureli, from their 1989 premiere album, Sacred Heart. So, how's everyone doing? Eva, can you move away from me, please? You're giving me brain freeze, along with making my bladder do spasms. Are you radiating cold? I'm sensitive to the cold.
Maybe you're having hot flashes.
No, I'm not having hot flashes.
Maybe it's change of life.
I'll give you a change of life if you keep insisting it's a hormonal issue.
Maybe you have a UTI.
How about you stop medically diagnosing me, all right? Okay? That'll be PG.
You're such a big baby.
Stop. Okay, enough with the... Eva, you handle the rest of the segment. I've got to find a washroom fast. Stop!
Too much coffee for the madam.
I heard that.
Why is the madam leaking? She's not flying straight. Lady Ravencroft, watch out. You're flying erratically. Tamara, look out for the tree. Vampire Dan, we have a vampire Dan. I have to tend to the madam.
I swear, Eva, you really love to see me in pain and suffering. I thought there was a malicious streak in you. Well, you just gone and proved it.
I care. It's just that you're... Well, you do funny things. I can't help laughing.
Regardless of how you feel about me, Eva, we have a show to continue on. Let's introduce the music artist coming up in our next song set, please.
Coming up in our second song set list, we have Seasons After, Montreal's Rational Youth, and Diva Destruction after a brief break. The Madam shall check back with her Gravelings and Goth community in about 15 minutes' time. We are 98.5 CKWR. This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft. Is she dead?
No, but you keep asking. You wish you were. Throw to the queue and help me here. I think I fractured my cervix.
Is that important?
Oh, I don't know. Are your wings important?
Yes, absolutely.
Then yes, it's important. We shall see you all back here after our next song set. I don't feel so good.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop, or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity, and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madam Ravencroft, The Dark Side, and 98.5 CKWR are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help, in a way, in making you a star, and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Make us your obsession. Waterloo Region's adult alternative community radio. We are 98.5 CKWR.
Last fire will rise and breathe.
Tamara Ravencroft. The Dark Side. 98.5 CKWR.
Ride in the silence of powers and thrones.
are tuned in to 98.5 CKWR as Bee of the Night Shift crew escort you to the edge of dawn until 5 this morning. I am Madam Ravencroft, and this is my trusted, although pranky, ethereal compatriot, Eba.
Greetings, everyone. Hey, rarely do I prank. It just appears to you that I do.
We just heard from goth rock LA band Diva Destruction and lead singer Deborah Fogarty with Cruelty Games off her 1999 Passion's Price album. Prior to her was Montreal synth-pop post-punk band Rational Youth with The Man in Grey from their 2021 EP Wavelength. Then at the top of the set we had Wichita, Kansas goth metal band Seasons After with the Gerard McMahon cover of Cry Little Sister, the video version from their 2010 Through Tomorrow album.
Lady Ravencroft, are you smoking?
No, I don't touch cigarettes or cigars. I'm trying to avoid cancer, as you can see. I don't need a smokestack attached to my lungs. Plus, the price of tobacco sticker shock alone would kill me. I won't even touch a vape pen, even.
No, I think you're smoking.
I swear I don't smoke, Eva.
I really believe you're igniting.
Don't worry. I'm on fire. How did that happen? The sun isn't up yet. I'm on fire, aren't I?
Yes. You're torching right up, sort of like a wicker man, in a minor way. Didn't you say you need to gradually adjust to the sun's rays while it comes up in order to normally tolerate it?
Yep, but the freaking sun isn't freaking coming up, and this is freaking me out.
What did you do within the past 24 hours?
Well, I dyed my hair. It could be the Fidel Sassoon purple hair dye I used. That explains the hives on the back of my neck.
Did you go outside in the daytime after you dyed your hair?
Matter of fact, I did. Damn you, Fidel Sassoon.
That explains your bloodshot eyes.
My what? My eyes? Are you messing with me? I can't see myself in a mirror when I'm in damn fear mode.
You look like a strung-out vampire who hasn't eaten in a week.
Hey, I'm not Nicolas Cage's character, Peter Lowell, from the movie Vampire's Kiss, Eva.
Here's a mirror.
What's this? Really? A mirror? What good is this to me?
Here, it's a magical mirror I conjured up.
This isn't Romper Room. How about I go to... Oh, that's what I look like. I look older than I thought I did. Oil of Olay, you lied to me. The best beauty bar in Shoppers Drug Mart. Sure it is. I've been deceived by Procter & Gamble. Something has upset my biochemical makeup.
Your makeup is fine.
No, I mean my cellular makeup. Never mind. I think I've come down with something.
I'm sensing something is not right. I can't put my finger on it. I think I'm being affected too. I'm having problems maintaining my internal temperature. Plus, I'm craving a Snickers bar.
No, that's just you watching too much television. You're overdosing on commercials. You're becoming a TV addict.
Oh, I can't have that. Seriously, I think that is why you sensed intense cold emanating from me. Apologies in advance. I think there might be an instability in this plane of reality.
Either that or there's a glitch in the Matrix.
You mean Keanu Reeves is here?
No.
Neo.
Get real, Eva. Glitch in the Matrix means the same thing as instability of reality.
By the way, I found this small statue at the entrance to the cemetery when the Darkmare wavered into existence. Is this a new supernatural or paranormal life form?
Let's see. It's a tiki statue. Oh, no.
What?
Did you happen to touch it?
I did. It was hard to fly with it in my fae form.
Did you happen to touch me after you touched it?
I dropped it off at the Spectral Mansion, and then I got your psychic message. It still should be at the Spectral Mansion.
Great, you've infected us with a probability blight.
Meaning?
Thanks for the gift that keeps on cursing.
I did a boo-boo, didn't I?
You don't say. That's an affirmative, Gilligan. That tiki statue is similar to a weeping angel, but instead of coming towards you, then ending up killing you when you're not looking at it, tiki statues are usually infected with a curse. They pester or will others to touch them to infect them with a curse like a parasite waits to be picked up to infect a host. It's classified as magical parasitism.
So how do I get rid of the curse?
Tikis have to be absorbed by a volcano where the curse is infused within the lava itself. Once the spell over the tiki idol is severed, the curse is nullified. You have to discorporate the statue or purge the curse from within it. Overpower the curse, burn it out, like a parasite in a body. It has to be made to give up the host.
I have an answer. During the next break, I'll wink back to the Spectral Mansion and bring back the idol.
Good. Get rid of this curse once and for all. Meanwhile, let's get back to the show. Who is in the third set of our first hour, please, Eva?
Next in queue, we have a visit from Depeche Mode, Spectres, A Cloud of Ravens.
Hopefully they don't crap on me. I really hate when birds sing just because a person is beneath them that they can drop a rando loogie right on their head. Anyways, we shall see you after the set and a short commercial break. This is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR, and I am its hostess, Madam Ravencroft. We shall see you later. Eva, get about bringing that malicious statue back here pronto.
I'm on. The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft. All one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/madamravencroft. Maybe you can show me how to love.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio.
Angels with silver wings.
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Yes, man.
This is 98.5 CKWR. I am Madam Ravencroft, and you're listening to The Dark Side. In our last set of the hour, we had Basildon, Essex Band, Depeche Mode, with my favorite song from them, Precious, from the 2005 album, Playing the Angel. Next in queue, we had Vancouver's post-punk band, Spectres, and When Possessed Prey, off the 2020 album, Nostalgia. Then finishing up the hour, we had a new song drop from Brooklyn, New York, dark wave goth rock band A Cloud of Ravens, with The Call Up from their 2022 digital single, The Call Up. Well, the top of the hour is upon us, and it's time for the madam to take a break, as well as clean up from my flame-on incident, as I await Eva, who's en route back here with a cursed tiki statue she showed me in her magic mirror. Now, not all tiki statues are cursed. Some can actually be infused with positive mystical energies, such as good health and even love. But I have a feeling this one emulates really bad juju. Still, I like to know why Gothopolis Cemetery seems to be the core location where wayward, paranormal, magical, and supernatural entities, cryptids, and artifacts, etc. seem to seek this cemetery out. I wonder if Highgate Cemetery in the UK gets these visitations and emigrating artifacts on their doorstep. Maybe in time, I'll find that answer out. I better. This is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR, and I am Madame Tamara Ravencroft. I shall see you at Hour 2, my Laurel Gravelings and Gothic Brethren.
Thank you.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only Gothic mainstream radio program, and only found on 98.5 CKWR.
This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio.